Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya, where we talk weight loss and all things in between.
Ready to transform your journey from bariatric surgery to weight loss to plastic surgery to recovery? POP Recovery Systems is here to guide you every step of the way. With our unique comprehensive support system, we match you with top surgeons, provide customized wellness plans, and offer financing solutions to make your dream a reality. From concierge wellness, mental health to nutrition, our team is dedicated to your success. Don't navigate this path alone. Join POP Recovery Systems and experience a seamless, supported transformation. Visit us at poprecoverysystems.com to learn more and start your journey to a new you.
Hey guys, welcome to Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya. Let's talk about sex, baby, after weight loss. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Did you love that intro?
I absolutely love when you sing. And I think talking about intimacy and sex is a really great topic and especially relatable to weight loss.
And it's definitely relatable to weight loss and skin removal that we both just had. It is totally different for us in the bedroom. I will say that intimacy is, I'll jump right in. But, intimacy is at a place for us. We're the oldest we've ever been and we're the most intimate we've ever been. So I will say that.
Definitely the most on fire that I have ever been in my entire life. You know, in all seriousness, I went, because I weighed over 600 pounds for most of my life, I did not have an active sex life. I literally went, the last time I had had sex was when I was 22 years old, and I'm 45. And that was something that, right? I know.
Girl.
And I know that there's people who are going to say, well, you can have sex when you're big. Of course you can. I did not feel comfortable in my body. I had a 47-pound hanging apron that hung down to my knees that literally was a physical barrier to being able to be intimate with somebody. And for me, I missed that. I missed getting to have that intimate relationship with somebody. And after having the skin removal surgery, I remember for the first time I started allowing myself to like imagine what that would be like. And about 7 months after my surgery, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there. I was absolutely terrified because I'm like, yes. I have no idea how to be intimate with somebody. I don't know. Are they going to judge my body, all the stretch marks, you know, whatever loose skin I still have? Like, how is that going to be? But I was brave and I put myself out there on some dating apps, and I met Mike, my boyfriend, and I was so nervous. I remember dating in the beginning with him, and I was terrified to have sex at all because I was like, oh my God, not only am I going to be bad at it, like, what if he doesn't like my body, right? All the things.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that I pushed those fears aside and allowed myself to engage in that level of intimacy, not just the physical intimacy, but the levels of emotional intimacy by being able to connect with somebody on that level. It's just a complete game changer. And my life, anybody who knows me has seen, I'm smiling all the time. I'm happy all the time now.
You are. And I love the way you put that too. It's not just the intimate part. It's not just the sex. It's not just the act of it. It's the whole thing around it, you know. So our stories are completely different because you just started and I've been with Bobby since I was 15. And so he's who I've known and he's seen me literally through the phrase, the thick and the thin. I mean, we're into the thick of it. We've been in the thick of it our whole time. And now we're in the thin of it. And it's, I mean, I'm the thinnest I've ever been since he's known me. I've never been this thin. Even at 15, I was already morbidly obese. And so he's never known anything. He doesn't know this body, just like I don't know this body yet. I'm only 5 weeks out from my skin removal. And so things are so different. Even before, though, when I lost the weight. So I was when I was morbidly obese, I was a lights out, pitch black, dark, clothes on, only off what had to be off kind of girl, kind of wife. Like that was me. And now I'm like, Maybe I might leave the lights on. Maybe I might walk into the bedroom and I'm already naked before I get in the bedroom. Maybe I might, I mean, I, you know, it's a confidence that I don't even know. I think I have the confidence for a hot second. And I think I might buy a sexy lingerie piece or a sexy robe and only have the robe. And then I put it on. But in my mind, I'm like, who are you? Like, you literally wore a muumuu. I wore a muumuu every day for my life, even when I was younger, and to bed with underwear on. Like, and now it's, everything is totally different. And then I've got Bobby, who I try to talk about these things with him, and he's like, I've loved you the same this entire time. And I can attest, no, you have not, son. No, yeah. You have not, boy. Let me tell you, you have not. You have never loved me the way you're loving me right now. You are lying. And he's like, no, but I'm talking about, like, I loved you even when you were obese, and I still love you now. And I'm like, yes, but things have changed. Things have changed for the better.
You know, the way that you feel mentally, emotionally, and physically, it shapes your experiences. And it definitely shapes your experiences in the bedroom. Like you said, lights off, like you don't want to be seen. I remember when I first was with Mike, I made sure the lights were off and I had candles lit, but it was like two candles. So it wasn't very bright.
One,
and I was
way
like
over in the corner.
Yes. And I was determined that I wasn't going to be fully nude because I was embarrassed. And so, like, I remember keeping my bra on for as long as I possibly could. And now, well, you know, first of all, I will say that being with a partner that makes you feel loved and beautiful and sexy and gorgeous, that is important. You never want to be with somebody who's going to make you feel self-conscious or downgrade you or degrade you because of your body or the things that you've gone through. They're not the one for you.
No.
And Mike constantly tells me that he admires and adores and loves my body the way that it is, the scars, the incisions from my surgery, the stretch marks, that all of it. He is constantly reassuring me, makes me feel beautiful, not just when we're in the bedroom and engaging in intimacy, but throughout the day. He's always telling me I'm gorgeous. Oh my God, you're sexy. Look at the outfits you're wearing. And that, to me, it builds up the entire experience so that when we are physically intimate, I feel beautiful and sexy. Mm-hmm. And that feeling that you exude is what will be attractive to your partner as well, right?
Right. And so I'm not used to that either with Bobby before. And like he says the whole time, yeah, I've always loved you. And he has always loved me. And I've always loved him. Like, that love has not went anywhere, no matter what size either of us have been. But now, since I have had weight loss surgery throughout the day, just like you say, and he's never done this before, and I would never tell him these things that I notice. We're driving in the car, and he just looks over at me, and he says, you are so beautiful, or I'm so lucky, you're amazing. He gives me all these compliments throughout the day, just like what you're saying, and it doesn't make me love him more, because I can't love him possibly anymore, I think, but it just... It's like before, I didn't feel worthy. Even if he would have said those things to me before, I would have been like, shut up. Like, just drive. Or I just didn't feel worthy of the compliments. Now, when he says those things to me, it gives me chills just to think of, we've been together our whole lives, but it's almost like we're newlyweds. Like, it's almost like, because he's getting to know my body and I'm getting to know this body and we're doing it at the same time. And it just... It's almost like we're just in love all over again. And it's a beautiful thing when you think about it. Like, when I sit back and think about it, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. The things that weight loss can bring to your life, and not that you can't have successful relationships and the ultimate love when you're obese, not that you can't have that. But now we can both attest to, both after losing the weight, it changes everything. It's changed everything for me. Such a confidence boost, just everything all around.
The weight loss, the skin removal, you know, for me, having 47 pounds of skin hanging from my abdomen, I remember being terrified, going, how could I possibly date somebody? How are they going to find me attractive? They're going to see that skin is hanging down, even covering my vagina, like literally covering it. And I was so terrified. And so for me, having that skin removal surgery, that opened up an entire world to me that I never, ever thought I was going to experience. I literally was like, great, you've gone. I missed all of my 20s and 30s with being able to be physically intimate with somebody. But I will say now that it is better than I ever imagined, not only because I'm madly in love and totally crazy about Mike, which is next level, just makes it so much even more beautiful, but physically being able to do all of those things, I could barely have a conversation without getting out of breath. I couldn't stand to wash a load of dishes. And now I can be physically intimate multiple times a day. And I'm not going to even apologize for that. I know that that may make some people uncomfortable, but I lived my entire life without getting to feel that, getting to experience that. And I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace it and enjoy it as much as I possibly can. And to know that my body can do these things now, and I don't feel bad about it when I'm doing it. I feel comfortable. I feel healthy. I feel beautiful. I feel all the things. Nothing good is coming from that, or nothing bad is coming from that. It's all good. You know what
I mean? It's all good. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Whenever I was obese, in the bedroom, I was a one position woman. I was always on the bottom because I couldn't physically be on the top. I could not physically do the things I wanted to do. Couldn't physically do the things my husband wanted me to do. It really was upsetting to me. After, and maybe the mornings after, I would be upset and he would go to work and I would cry because I would think like, I can't physically satisfy my husband. This is the point where we're at in our relationship. We're young still. And I was just getting bigger. At the time, because I was upset, he would go to work. I would binge food all day long. I would eat. So, I mean, I could gain 10 pounds in a day. And I was just getting bigger. So there was no way I was, in my mind, ever going to be able to physically satisfy, like, the things he wanted, you know? And it's not like he wanted anything crazy. I mean, he just didn't want the same position all the time. And at my weight, I couldn't breathe. I could barely breathe when if he was, say, on top of me, I could barely breathe because our stomachs were together. Like, literally, physically, I was not in a good way, in a way of, like, I'm suffocating. And so now all of that has changed. since the weight loss. And so since skin removal, something that we can talk about also is we are out in the open. Things are out in the open. They have never been out in the open. I have got air. I have never received air down under before in my life. It's always been covered. When I was morbidly obese, it was covered. I could not see. I didn't even know what was going on down there. I mean, let's keep it clean. And that was it. And then I lost the weight and the stomach hung even lower because it was loose skin. Still couldn't see it. Now, after I just had skin removal 5 weeks ago, the first thing I see when I look in the mirror, I'm like, hello, honey. She is right there. She's at the top. She's no longer underneath. She's at the top. So now we're having, he's like, do I need to stand? Do I have to be on my tiptoes? I can't even reach you. Like, yeah, it's completely different because now she's like, hello, sir. I'm up here, not down here where I used to be. The same thing for you has to be, I know.
I just had the full thigh lift with the Mons Plasty. So they lifted up the skin right above the vagina. And Oh my God, my kitty cat is front and center. I've never done any grooming down in that area before, but now I do. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Just not only for being able to clean yourself, but as a woman, being able to just look right there and not struggle and see it is absolutely incredible. And yes, just since my thigh lift surgery, our sex has changed because he took off all of that thick skin that was right there. So now it's like, I want to say lock and key. It shifted like everything because that skin is gone, that barrier. It's just leveled up our intimacy and it feels even better. I feel better without having all that thigh skin. You and I both, we've done a thigh show and showed each other our loose skin. Of course, we're besties. Yes. And to not have that there, it just makes me feel even more confident and more sexy. And I'm just obsessed with it. I love it.
But I didn't know that this is what women look like. I've never looked like this. I didn't know that women had their vaginas up and out front and center. I thought everyone was under. That was my fat. So when I got my lower body lift and it went all the way around, Dr. Redman told me So when we lift all of this up, that's going to take your pubic, the chalk of your pubic area up. So all of that pudge, it was, I had a little, I called it my awning. I would say it was like an awning because it was over my vagina. It's going to remove all of that, get filled all that up. Like when I looked in the mirror, and you guys had warned me, but I didn't know this is how the anatomy of a woman's body was supposed to look because mine had never been like this. So even my husband, because like I said, we've been together since I was 15, he's like, what is going on? Like, is this is where it's supposed to be? Like, I'm serious. And we're just like, everything is new. Everything is having to be relearned. And it's beautiful. And it's the whole process is beautiful. When I get out of the shower, before I had no mirrors in my house ever. We had the two little bitty round mirrors above our sinks to brush our teeth. So I was like, chest up, that's it. I didn't even see myself. Now I have mirrors everywhere. So we have a mirror on the back of our bathroom door. So when you pull that shower curtain open, you're right there. You're naked in the mirror looking at yourself. Well, my husband hates it. He's like, do you think I want to look at myself and see my belly? And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I do want to look at myself. So I just stand there in the mirror out of the shower and I'm just looking and I'm just like, I'm in disbelief. I literally am in disbelief of the body that I have. I just am.
So since I had my thyroid surgery, I will admit, even though it's a little embarrassing, I have looked many times in the mirror constantly, but also was laying in bed because I have to wearing the faja, the compression garment that goes down to your ankles. It has the opening where your vagina is. And Mike and I both, because I just lay there, Mike's like, oh my God, it's right there. And I'm like, it's beautiful. Hi. Right. Like, I love you. I've missed you. I have not served you your entire life, but I promise you, honey, we're going to make up for all the lost time.
It's like a long lost best friend. And before, after I had lost a lot of weight, I shared the funniest video ever. And it was like the little dog that has like one whisker over here. I feel like that's her. Like, I feel like I've butchered her my whole life because I could never see. So I was like a blind beautician trying to manicure. And once I was done and once I wasn't, and then I'm like, this is what my husband has been dealing with. And he's never complained. And now he's like, well, now you have no excuse because she's right there. So manicure is the word of the week around this house. We are going to be manicure and, I mean, top notch. It's top notch. As before, it was like a scalp cat.
Like I have the image of an alley cat in my mind.
Yes, like an alley cat. It's like that little, it has a whisker over here hanging out and one over here and one down here. Nothing was where it was supposed to be before. But I didn't know that this is where it's supposed to be. Like, I didn't know that.
You know, now I'm obsessed with lingerie. I'm obsessed with buying all the sexy underwear. Like, and you see me, I'm wearing sexy clothes. I'm wearing mini skirts. I'm doing all the things. And I don't care that I'm 45. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm alive, which is something the doctors told me I would not be by the time I was 45. And I am feeling and embracing my sexuality and my intimate relationship. And no, we're not out here preaching to go that we're out having sex all over the place with different people. Yeah. We're with one partner, both of us. We're both in love. You're married. I've been with Mike and I'm in love. I'm just enjoying this phase of my life. And with this would not be happening had I not lost all of the weight and had the skin removal surgery for me. It just would not. And you were talking about having to always be on the bottom. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, being able to experiment, just being able to, like, you know, when you see a movie, you see a woman like sexy all crawl into the bed or whatever.
I
could never do that at 600 pounds. I couldn't do that with 50 pounds of skin hanging from my abdomen. But now I'm like, hey, you know what? The possibilities for these experiences.
I'm getting a visual of you.
Well, you
crawl into the bed in your lingerie.
Well, you gave us the alley cat visual, so I had to go back with something. Yes,
that was not a good one. As far as this sexy underwear though, girl. So you know, I had a fat transfer in my breast lift, and so that means no support whatsoever for months and months. I'm not sure how many months, but I can't wear. I have the tight top that have just ribbed on. That's what I have to wear. But I found this sexy black one that's kind of sheer in the middle at Target, and so I bought it. It does have a bottom on it, but I'm thinking it looks like a little bit stretchy, like I can stretch it. But the underwear that I bought, the panties to go with it, are so sexy. They're the sexiest panties I've ever bought. I bought them. I snatched them up so fast as soon as I saw them. And I was contemplating size because I don't know what size I am yet. But just like what you're saying, like I can see myself never wearing granny panties again, even though they're so comfortable. I was a granny panty. It's all I had were granny panties or body shapers. That's all I have, shapewear. And now I already have like 4 pair of sexy panties. And I'm thinking, this is it's a whole new world. Just like you said yesterday, it's all so new. And who cares that you're 45 and I'm 46? Who cares? Because we've never done it. Happy life has no age limit. A happy life, there's no age limit on that. There's no age limit on when you can lose weight, when you can have weight loss surgery, when you can have your skin removed. There's nothing on there that says you're too old to do those things. And so, good for us. I say good for us.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Eric Smith, and you may recognize me from TLC's 1,000 Pound Sisters. I got a quick question for you. Are you considering a journey towards a healthier, more confident you? Let me introduce you to Bari Prep and Recover. Not only does our program help you choose the right bariatric surgery and prepare for the procedure, but we also have resources to help make sure it's affordable for anyone seeking this life-changing option. Our comprehensive support doesn't stop there. We're with you every step of the way, guiding your recovery journey. With personalized individual nutritional and mental health coaching, following a program that I helped develop, you'll feel empowered with the tools for lifelong success. Plus, our personal concierge is there to support you throughout the entire process from pre-surgery to post-surgery care. Visit our website at poprecoverysystems.com for more information and take the first step towards a healthier future with Bari Prep and Recovery.
Good for us. You know, when I went to see my surgeon, Dr. Charlie Chen, I went to see him for my follow-up, and Mike and I were both like, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Because without you, sir, I would not be enjoying having a physical relationship right now at all. I would not. And I honestly would not have had the confidence had it not been for the skin removal surgery. And for me, it was necessary to be able to have sex, to have that skin removed. And every day I wake up and I'm happy. I look forward to my life now. I know that being with somebody who reinforces that and who shows me that every day, like Bobby does with you, I never had that. I always would see other women and think, wow, she's gorgeous. And all the men must look at her. They must check her out. She must have this and that. And now, for the first time in my life, I have men, other people checking me out. I have people telling me that I'm beautiful and that I'm sexy and all those things. And it's incredible. I've never felt that. But to have Mike's gaze, to have him look at me, and it just gives me shivers and goosebumps when he looks at me and tells me I'm beautiful or I'm sexy, or you can see that he's physically attracted to me. Like, I never had that, and I'm just completely obsessed with it. And we all joke about it all the time, like, oh, we know Teresa's having all the sex. I am, and I'm gonna share about it because it is a natural part of life, and it is a benefit of losing a massive amount of weight. I've taken back control of my life, and this is one of the things that I get to do and get to enjoy, and I'm so glad.
It's a perk. It's like a perk of weight loss, and just like you said, so even after losing all of the weight that I lost, I still was on the bottom. I still was, I had all the loose skin, so then it was even worse, honestly, because when I would lay down, it would go to the sides. And I had so much side boob, like it's hard to explain. It's like he couldn't even find me. Like it, you know what I mean? Like it'd be so many, everything was everywhere. And so with having the skin removal, now it's not. And so now it's just like, is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing? Yes. Yes. And it's exciting. And like you said, we're grown women and we can talk about it, and it's okay because it's a natural part of life. And not to say that you can't be morbidly obese and have a fantastic sex life. But that wasn't our story. That was not Teresa's story. It wasn't my story. So not to say that you can't have a fantastic sex life and a wonderful marriage and all things and be morbidly obese. If that's you, good for you. Go for it. Do you, boo. But that wasn't me. And so now I know that since I've lost the weight and had my skin removed, the possibilities are endless, it feels like, for me. Intimacy wise,
people message me all the time and they're like, well, why do you say you couldn't have sex? Because you could have. again, like you just said, that was other people's situations. For me, that was not a possibility. I just couldn't physically, emotionally, or anything. I could not have sex and feel comfortable. But now, like we were talking with Mavi when we recorded that episode about loose skin and plastic surgery, and we were talking about all the different positions that we could try. And now I'm telling Mike, I'm like, oh my God, I want to try this. I want to try this. I want to do that. Never in a million years would 600-pound Teresa even think that she was worthy of being naked in front of a man for having sex. I would never dare to even think that I would be in that situation or be doing that. And I know that it was the same for you, even though you're married and you had a husband who you were actively having sex with. You just would never think it. And I think a lot of it for me, it comes down to my value and my self-worth and how I feel about myself. And my experiences now with physical intimacy are only as good as my thoughts and my feelings about how I feel about myself and my body. And even though it's not perfect, I still have many days where I sometimes look in the mirror and I have body dysmorphia and I'll think I'm huge or I'll feel unattractive. I know that that's not the reality. I can stop and I can process. We know how we have things that we do to help process those feelings. And now the me that feels worthy and sexy and beautiful, she's more present than the other Teresa, you know?
Oh, I love that, because that's me as well. That's me. It's like the old Tanya. Sometimes she, you know, she knocks at the door every day. She wants to come back. She wants to come in. She wants me to eat the things I don't need to eat. You know, she wants me to let her in. I'm not going to let her in because I love, like, it's like, I love this little life that we have built, and it's a confidence booster for me. It's a confidence level. And even Bobby, he will say, like, you have never dressed you. I showed him a picture of a dress I bought because it hasn't come in yet. And he was like, you never in a million years would have bought that dress. Even your prom dresses in high school were not like that. And I was like, I know. Isn't it wonderful? Like, it's, I mean, I'm 46 and living the best life I've ever lived and feeling more confidence. I've never had this much confidence in my life. And whether it be in the bedroom, whether it be while I'm shopping, whether it be posting on social media. We're going to get the negative comments of, you know, maybe we shouldn't be discussing these things. These things are kept in the bedroom. No. These are things that go along with being obese, having weight loss surgery, having skin removal. These things, you know, that Teresa and I, we're going to talk about the things that no one else is talking about, because we want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone if you're morbidly obese and feel like you can't satisfy your partner. You're not alone if you're stuck in between and you still have your loose skin. And even though you've lost the weight, you still don't have the confidence that you thought you would have. You're not alone. And you're also not alone if you've had your skin removed and lost your weight and more excited in the bedroom than you've ever been. You're not alone in that either, because that's where we are right now. It's seasons, just like we talk about this entire weight loss journey. So many things are different for everyone, but it's just seasons. And this season we're in right now, it is freaking.
I can honestly say that I have never felt happier or healthier or more present, because we've talked about this before with how being massively obese, it comes with all the mental and emotional preoccupation of having to move that body around, of having to exist in that body. Mm-hmm. And because I'm not spending all of my time and energy and thoughts on how am I going to fit in here? How am I going to go there? That guy's not going to think I'm cute, or they're going to see my skin. Because all of that energy is freed up, I am able to be present in the moment and enjoy my body and think about things like wearing sexy lingerie or making love with Mike or doing things like that, that I never would have even dared to dream about. Like, it was almost like it was illegal for me at 600 pounds to even think or want to have a sex life, you know? And I know that, again, that's not everyone's experience, but for me, that was so sad. I still, and I've told you this, I mourn the fact that I'm 45 and I can't have babies. I never got to have babies. I missed that, being able to be physically intimate during the time in my life when I could have had babies. And I feel like, in a way, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to work in education, why I want to share with the world my journey, because I'm like, you know, I can't raise babies. I can't impart my life and who I am onto kids, but I can share my story. I can help other people. And maybe someone who's in their 20s or their 30s or who's in a position where they could still have babies, maybe they're going to make that choice to take control of their life and embrace it. And maybe they'll get to do that. You know what I mean? Maybe they won't have to struggle all the ways in which I've struggled. If I can just help anybody, that to me is worth all of it. It's worth putting myself out there and being vulnerable, because it is not easy for someone like me who was over 600 pounds and who tried to be invisible her entire life to openly discuss loose skin, to openly talk about sex. That stuff is embarrassing to me. I grew up in a large Catholic military family. You don't talk about those things. So it's not easy to do that. But you and I, we do this because we were blessed with this platform. And it's why we started the podcast and the academy, because we want to help uplift, inspire as many people as humanly possible while we have this, you know, this amazing platform. So
yeah, let people know they're not alone, you know. And yes, some things are considered taboo and, oh, we don't discuss those things. And maybe, and if that's you and you didn't want to hear this, that's okay. Like, it's okay. But this is our journey. This is a part of it. And for me, like, you resonated with me just now. I think we motivate each other all the time and we don't even know it. You just resonated with me when you said you were preoccupied, because even after I lost the weight, I had all the loose skin. And I can remember times during intimate times with Bobby, my mind was elsewhere. It was on, what is he feeling right now? He's feeling a roll. He's feeling a loop. He's, my loose skin is tucked. This, like, this boob is over here and this one's up. And he's, you know what I mean? I was preoccupied. So I couldn't even enjoy the act. I couldn't enjoy it because my brain was elsewhere. I was so focused on, is he even attracted to me? And we're married and we've been in love our whole life with each other. But I still was encompassed with those thoughts. And so you just resonated with me when you just said that, because now I don't think I thought about any of that one time. Like, I honestly, it hasn't been a lot of times since my skin removal, because I'm only 5 weeks out. Yeah, I kind of broke the rules a little bit, but we're not going to talk about that. And Dr. Redden, don't listen to this podcast. but you know, I don't think I've had a single thought like that, honestly. And that's freeing to me. Like, that's a whole new opening up so many possibilities for us, just with weight loss, just with skin removal. Like, my thoughts, your thoughts are so important, because you talk to yourself more than you talk to anybody. And so what we tell ourselves, we tend to believe. And like, I just realized that when you said that, I thought, you know what? I have not had a single negative thought. And that's never happened before.
There is significant power in the gift of being able to be present in the moment. And I think for both of us, weight loss, skin removal surgery, what that has given both of us is the gift of being able to be present in the moment. Because I know for me, weighing over 600 pounds for most of my life, I was never in the present moment, because that present moment was so painful. I was always worried about the past. I was projecting into the future, and I was losing my now. I lost it for so long, and I have it back now. And existing in a body and a soul that is present in the moment is beautiful, because you are able to be completely engaged, like you and I are engaged in this conversation and resonating and bouncing off of each other and inspiring each other and hopefully other people. You don't get that when you are so worried about the future or you're preoccupied with negative thoughts. And that is so beautiful to me that we both have that in our lives now. And again, this is why we share and we talk about these things, because maybe you're not at the point where you are existing in a body or a mindset where you can embrace the moment and just be positive. But we've been there, and everything we share, we hope that you can take little bits and pieces of and transform your own life and your own, you know, your journey just the way that we've done.
Yeah, we hope that it resonates with you. I know there are people out there that they're just like us. They're in their comfort zone. They don't want to step out of it. This is out of our comfort zone. Just to do this episode on intimacy, we've talked about this a lot. It's out of our comfort zone, because when you've been morbidly obese your entire life, you don't ever talk about intimacy because you don't think you're worthy of it, because you don't think your partner is going to enjoy you, because, you know, the movies we see, there are size 4 women always in the sexual scenes. It's never people who look like us, how we looked, you know? And so I know there are people out there that this episode resonates with. This is an important podcast. This episode, I hope that people will take it and, like what you said, just take little tidbits with them and apply it to their life and be like, oh my gosh, that's me. Like, that's me.
What you just said about the representation of women in movies in our culture, that is something that has hit me so deeply over the past few years, because when I'm like with Mike, for example, or with anybody, I'm thinking, if they find her attractive and she's a size 4 with huge boobs and a perfect body, how can they possibly find me attractive? And that is something that is so devastating to so many women. But again, I'm so glad that we're talking about this, because I was alone for most of my life. I didn't know that other people struggled with these thoughts and feelings, with obesity, with all of the issues that come with it. And just hearing you say that, I'm like, oh my God. Again, it's like a light bulb moment where I have felt that my entire life. And even though I've lost all the weight, I have skin removal surgery, I still see women like that. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's the beauty standard that I'm supposed to strive to be. But no, we're beautiful.
It's not.
We're beautiful just the way that we are. We are happy. We are healthy. And this is why sharing is so important.
Yes, wherever your happiest is, that's where you're beautiful at. I can tell just in the year that I've known you, you've bloomed. Like already, and I feel like you feel the same way about me. And we have friends that we know that have gone through this whole entire process. And it's almost like watching a flower bloom. It's just like you were closed down, you were shut. And with the weight loss and with the journey and with your mindset and your soul and all the happiness that you get, it's like you bloom, you transform, you just transform your life. And so that's why we're sharing this today. It's super important to talk about. We're grown women. We can talk about it. I'm proud to talk about it. And I hope that you got something from this episode. You guys, I love you, Teresa.
I love you.
I love that we are happy in life. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful feeling. Our stories are completely different. And we are so different. But yet we resonate with each other on so many deeper levels than I could have ever imagined. And I just love it. I love the friendship that we have. It's just blossomed, just like we have.
It absolutely has. And I am obsessed with our friendship. Like you said, we couldn't be more different, but have so many similarities. And to me, that speaks volumes, because we know that there are millions of other people out there who are also just like us, who are trying to transform their life. And maybe they need a little support, a little motivation, a little inspiration. And hopefully we can be that source for you guys. So thank you, guys.
Through this podcast, we'll give you that support. And there are Transformation Academy that just launched yesterday. It went live yesterday. The link for that is in both of our bios on all of our socials. And so if you're needing help through your weight loss journey, we're here for you. We got you. We've been there. We've done that 1,000 times over. And we love you guys. Thank you for listening today. I hope that you got something out of this intimate episode and you will take the little tidbits and apply it to your life. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Tuning in to the Transform Your Life podcast. And remember, your journey to a happier, healthier life starts with just one step. Together, we'll guide you towards sustainable weight loss, holistic wellness, and a renewed sense of vitality. Don't wait any longer to invest in yourself and unlock your true potential. Visit our website now to learn more and sign up for our Transformation Academy. Your future self will thank you. Let's transform your life together. Go and visit transformyourlifewithteresaandtanya.com, or you can go over to Instagram and check out our podcast page. The link is in our bio. Go do it now. Your future self is going to thank you.